Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Hudson, and I'm here with episode 2 of the Dig Bible Study Podcast. I'm here with some special guests who I'm going to introduce in just a minute. But first, I'd like to encourage you to share this with somebody if you think it'd be helpful to them. Also, please get onto iTunes or wherever you download this podcast and give a great review. That helps us to get the word out to help other people study the Bible as well. So get your Bible, and we're going to get ready to study with the Dig Bible Study Method. All right, welcome back. It's the time to introduce my three guests. These are my three favorite people in the world, along with their mother. And these are my three kids, Elijah, Naomi, and Jude. Say hi, guys.
Hi!
All right, so not only are they three of my favorite friends, they're three of my favorite Bible study partners, especially because they know the Dig method so well, and they've just learned to study Scripture. So before we get started, let's pray together. Naomi, will you pray for us before we start?
Sure.
Lord, please help us in the Bible. Please help us to learn about you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Perfect. So let's review our steps. What's the first letter in the Dig
G.
method?
D.
Good. D. And D stands for?
Details.
That's right. Details. So we're going to look at all the details in the passage, right? The names, the places, all the words that are in there. And let me ask you, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. So Jude, name me one thing that's on a pepperoni pizza.
Sauce.
Sauce is on a pizza.
Dough.
The dough, good.
Pepperoni.
And what's the one
and
other
cheese.
Thing?
Cheese.
And cheese. You gotta have the cheese. Good.
Dough.
So we've got all these details that make up your favorite, right? Those are the details. Good. So the next step is I. And what does I stand for?
Interwoven.
Good. That's all the details are put together in the story, right? So let's go back to the pizza. We have pepperoni, cheese, but you don't just eat pepperoni by themselves, right? No, they're kind of good, but they go better when they're together with all the other ones, right?
Yes. And they taste spicy when they're alone.
So good. So that makes up the whole pizza, and it's great. And they're all there intentionally, just like all the details in the passage are put together in that story, right? Good.
Oh, Dad.
Yes.
Can we have pizza tonight?
I wish we could have pizza tonight, but we're going to have one of our favorite things, leftovers.
Beds and cobwebs.
Yeah, we'll have some good stuff. All right, so let's continue on with our Bible study here. We go to the third step, which is what?
God.
Good. We've got G for God's, and that's the most important, right? Because we want to know how is God revealing Himself in the passage. So let's go to the passage, and we're gonna focus on these things right now, and see what it says. Okay, who's ready?
Me.
All right. Let's start in verse 45. We're in Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6, verse 45. So we're going to do it together. And you at home, why don't you press pause and read through the passage by yourself, looking at all the details, and then you can join back with us in a moment to see if we all have the same details. All right, go ahead. All right, now that you've had a chance to read through the passage, let's read through together with Elijah, Naomi, and Jude and see what details are in the passage. Read along with us, verse 45. Immediately he, that's Jesus, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. So do you remember where they were? Where were they at?
In the sea.
They were by the sea, huh? The Sea of Galilee. And do you remember what he just got done doing?
Praying.
Okay.
Yeah, feeding the 5,000.
He was feeding 5,000, and then he's going to pray, huh? So good. So they're there by the lake, and he dismissed the crowd. Those are the people, and he made his disciples get in the boat, huh? Good. Verse 46.
He's getting ready to pray.
Yeah, he's getting ready. That's what we find in the next verse, huh? Verse 46. Mm-hmm. And after Jesus had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. So they left, and he went up where, Naomi?
To the mountain and prayed.
Yeah, he went up to the mountain. Who is he praying to?
God
the Father, huh? Good. So God the Son was praying to God the Father. That's pretty neat, huh? That they had a relationship and could talk. Good. Verse 47. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. So they're out at sea, and what happens?
A storm comes and they're going everywhere.
All right, so they were having a hard time. Remember what the word said there? It was, they were getting along painfully, huh? It was hard. Remember when you guys, sometimes we go out and we're like riding bikes or walking in the neighborhood, and it's okay if you're riding on flat ground or going downhill, huh? But how does it feel when you're riding your bike uphill?
So hard.
It's so hard. And sometimes you guys always say, oh, my legs hurt. Yeah, Elijah, it burns. So that was the same way. They were having a hard time with the wind against them, huh? It was painful. All right, in the middle of verse 48, it says, and about the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Have you guys ever seen that?
Nope.
I've never seen anybody walk. Have you ever done it yourself?
I tried to.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But Jesus did it. That's what's amazing, huh? Is that Jesus is so powerful. He's walking on top of the water. All right, it keeps going and says, he meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. All right, so when they saw Jesus, what did they think it was?
It was a ghost.
A ghost. Ooh. Yeah, that'd be creepy, huh? You're
just
working hard.
Just like last night when we saw the decorations.
Oh, yeah. Halloween was last night, and there was all kinds of decorations with ghosts. But was Jesus a ghost?
No.
No, but he was walking. It was a miracle. It was in the middle of a storm, and it was hard to understand, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. So they cried out in fear, and they were terrified. They were fearful, huh? And it says, but immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, take heart. It is I. Don't be afraid. So what does Jesus say when he sees they're all scared?
It is me, Jesus. Afraid. You don't need to be scared.
Yeah, you don't need to be scared. It's me. It's Jesus. What did they just see him do?
Walk on the water.
What about when he was with the crowd? What was the miracle that he did when
he broke the bread and made more with it?
He fed how many?
5,000 people.
5,000. So he's already displayed his power, huh?
And then the wine thing.
Yeah, earlier he had changed water to wine. So there's lots of reasons they know that if it's Jesus, they don't need to be scared, huh? He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So we go to verse 51. It says, and Jesus got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. The wind stopped, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. All right, so what do we have right there? What happened?
So they meant like, oh boy, I feel kind of embarrassed that we didn't know it was Jesus. We thought it was a ghost.
Yeah, we thought it was a ghost. What's it say there in that verse? It says at
their
the verse.
Their hearts were hard.
Their hearts were hard, and they were utterly astounded, huh? They were like, what? That's crazy. Because not only did he walk on the water, when he got into the boat, what happened to the storm?
It stopped.
It stopped. It ceased. The wind stopped, huh? That's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. So, but they didn't understand right now because their hearts were hardened. That means they didn't, you know, they weren't understanding because they didn't have the faith at that time. They were having a hard time believing, huh? Okay, so that brings us to our second step, which is interwoven, and to see everything fits together again, we're just going to read straight through the passage. I'm going to have Elijah read it for us, so go ahead, bud, and read verses 45 through 52.
And immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out in the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened.
All right, thanks, bud. All right, so that's good. It takes steps 1 and 2. We're done with those. And that brings us to our final step. So what's the final step?
God!
Good. So let's ask the question. What do we learn about God in the passage? What was he telling us about himself? What do we learn about Jesus, the Father? What do we learn? What did you guys learn?
We don't need to be afraid because he's the one who's able to calm the storms and walk on the water.
Yeah, do you think he's only talking about when it's weather storms?
Mm-mm.
What other kind of storms?
Like
tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes. Like extreme weather.
Okay, so extreme weather, definitely we see that in the passage, but I think Elijah got a good one. Sometimes it's not just weather, sometimes it's relationships, huh? What about when you're at school and somebody's been like bullying you and stuff? Do you need to be afraid in that situation?
Mm-mm.
No, it might not be comfortable, but the Lord will be with you, huh? Yeah, he'll help you during that storm. What other storms might be in life that he would help you in?
Like, if you have trouble with your homework, if you're just having a hard time with it, and you're getting really mad, and
so
I tear up the paper.
So there's other things that...
Someone says
hold on.
They won't be your friend.
Okay, we'll get to that one, but let's talk about the homework one. Jesus allows us to have homework, huh? It's good for us because it's helping, but sometimes it's really hard, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think he'll be with us in those moments too, huh? He's not necessarily going to stop all the hard times, but he's going to help us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Naomi, what were you saying? Like if somebody...
I won't be your friend.
Yeah, so if somebody's like, hey, I don't want to be your friend, but what about Jesus? Did he not get in the boat, or did he get into the boat?
He went in the boat.
Yeah, because he was their friend. Part of Jesus being our friend is like, you know what? Even if everybody else leaves you, I'm going to be your friend and be in the boat. Now, sometimes... He wasn't in the boat, but he was always there to help them, huh? Because he was praying back in the... I think he was praying for them, don't you? I bet he was, mm-hmm. because he knew that out on that lake, there were his buddies, his disciples, who were going to go through a time when they maybe were going to be afraid. They were going to forget that Jesus would help them. And so I kind of wonder if Jesus was up on that mountain, not only praying for his ministry, but also his buddies that were out in that storm that he was about to go interact with, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else about God that was revealed in the passage?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Well, that's what we have this week for our Bible study. One of the things I love about studying the Bible is we might be all out of answers right here, but through the week we'll be able to remember the story, remember what Jesus did and how he was revealed to us. And so we encourage you too, as you go forward in this week and maybe you were studying along with us, to take a moment to remember and then remember and then remember again what the Lord has said. Read the passage again. And sometimes it just takes a little while for you to think about it, pray about it, to remember what God has done in the passage to reveal himself to us. So kids, thanks a bunch for helping me out with this podcast. You want to come back and do it again sometime?
Yeah!
All right, well, we'll be back to study with you again. We hope you join us next time. Remember, go to iTunes and wherever and give a great review and share this with your friends so we can have more people studying the Bible and getting to know Jesus. Thanks for listening.